And then I remember the when the Mumiabu Jamal was facing execution last August. And I don't know how many of you have heard of the case of Mumiabu Jamal, but when the campaign was on for Mumiabu Jamal, I remember at the very time, just before his scheduled date of execution, and when there's a campaign going on around the country, indeed around the world, to stop his execution, there was a meeting, it so happened, at that very time in Philadelphia, which is the site of all of that, of Jamal and MOVE and the Pennsylvania governor coming to office, promising to carry through all of the executions that were planned in the state of Pennsylvania. And just at that time, the Association of Black Journalists met in Philadelphia and debated the question of whether they should call for a new trial for Mumiabu Jamal, which is what the campaign was for. E.L. Doctorow, the novelist, wrote an op-ed piece in the New York Times saying, as many people did, we don't really know the facts of this case. It's hard to know. We have conflicting evidence. Who can say for sure whether Mumiabu Jamal killed this policeman or not? But judging from the way the trial was conducted, from the way the witnesses were brought forth, from the prejudice of the judge, who was proud of having sentenced more people to death than any other judge, he deserves a new trial. And this is what people were asking for, and this is what the Association of Black Journalists was debating. And they finally decided not to call for a new trial, but to make some statement short of that. And one of the grounds for not declaring themselves boldly in favor of a new trial was that they felt it was not their job as journalists to do that. Our job, as one of them put it, our job is to advance ourselves professionally and to do everything we can do to advance the profession, and somehow this doesn't fit in.